Smart move number 14 is control the pace and direction of your relationship. Remember that people often ruin their chances for real love by wanting too much too soon. You are wise to let love unfold naturally rather than trying to force it into your own timetable. By the same token, if you're not getting measurable results in a reasonable amount of time, you should begin looking for alternatives to the love situation you're in. Many people don't seem to understand the simple principle in life that things of value require time to develop. Like fine wine, love relationships often take time to grow and ripen properly. Here's an example of how one woman describes the way she rushes herself in her dating life. I've got a big problem in that I always rush in and fall in love too fast. I just have an uncanny way of confessing my love too soon and scaring off the guy I like. I just rented a movie titled How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, and I should have played the leading role because I'm a total expert at losing them. Now that I'm not involved with anyone, I can clearly see the mistakes I've made and why I don't ever want to repeat them. Most people say that the woman should control the pace of the relationship, but it seems like guys can do this more easily because they seem much better at not rushing in and revealing their feelings too soon. Here are some strategies to help you control the pace and the direction in your relationships. First strategy, help him make the first move. As a general rule, set it up so the man makes the first move. You can provide suggestions and encouragement in order to make this easier for him, but he is the one who has to pass the twin tests of desire and courage. If he doesn't have much of either, then this isn't a guy who deserves your efforts. Another strategy, get him comfortable first. Men don't like to look stupid and will do almost anything to avoid being too far outside of their comfort zone. This means that a woman should lower the pressure of dating to a point where it is casual enough to put him at ease. However, don't make the event seem so trivial that he will take it too lightly. Another strategy, ask yourself, is he a decent guy? All good dating prospects are quality human beings, so the first thing that you have to determine is whether the fellow you're interested in is a good person, a good man or not. Associating in any expanded way with an unhealthy individual is a surefire formula for disaster. Another strategy, ask yourself, is he a good love candidate? While all good love candidates are good guys, not all good guys make good love candidates for you. You have to have a good match for him, and he has to be a good match for you as well. Aside from feeling that you are the right woman and he is the right man, you should also make sure there aren't any major divisive issues that could make the long-term situation too difficult to overcome. This would include like race, religion, ethnicity, family, economics, distance schedules, etc. Another strategy, remember he's watching out for glaring weaknesses. Initially, it's natural for people of both genders to wonder, if this person is so great, then why are they still single? Expect men to be sensitive in the beginning to what might be wrong with a new woman they are dating. A smart woman is fully aware of both minimizing the perception of what may be construed as a weakness and shifting the focus immediately toward her strengths. Redirecting his focus will help you get the relationship off the ground. And a last strategy is realize that real dating means real risk. When a guy has good intentions with a woman, he will willingly spend time and money to create an enjoyable dating experience. So if you don't see this in the first two one-on-one encounters, then you're probably dealing with a guy who isn't interested in having a serious relationship with you of any kind. Consider his actions at this stage carefully before proceeding any further. Otherwise, you may end up with a friends with benefits arrangement. In that type of relationship, the participants don't invest much of themselves emotionally, and hence don't receive the joy that a healthy love relationship naturally provides. By going on real dates, you will quickly sort out the men who don't have serious intentions with you and therefore could care less about making a big impression on you. The bottom line is dating sucks when you don't have any control of either the pace or the direction of your love life. But dating rocks when you have a firm grip of what's going on in each stage of your relationship. That way you can invest your energy and emotions on men who are good prospects for lasting true love.